from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey is leading an 18-state lawsuit calling President Trump's attempt to end birthright citizenship through executive order unconstitutional.
It attacks a right that is core to our nation's earliest days. It's an assault on the very text of the Constitution, a right that our nation made sure to codify.
In order to amend the Constitution, both chambers of Congress would have to pass the amendment with a two-thirds majority. It must also be ratified by at least 38 out of 50 states. New Jersey is launching a new strategy for fighting congestion pricing. It's a marketing campaign designed to convince New York-based companies to either open New Jersey offices or let their Garden State employees work from home. The first billboards promoting NJ Rise, as it's called, went up Monday in places like the 39th Street entrance to the Lincoln Tunnel. The New Jersey Economic Development Authority is behind the campaign. The 10 candidates fighting to become the next governor of New Jersey will soon take the debate stage.
Rider University will host two debates in early February for the individuals hoping to replace Governor Phil Murphy, who will finish his second term at the start of 2026. The first debate is on Sunday, February 2nd, and will feature only the Democratic candidates. The next session on Tuesday, February 4th, will feature only Republicans. The 2025 primary is scheduled for June 10th. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Danger along the water's edge at a popular Jersey Shore park, and officials at Barnegat Lighthouse State Park are sounding the alarm. Shifting sand near the park's concrete walkway is leaving crater-sized holes in the beach. The local first aid and fire company is posting warnings and putting up fences to keep people away. They say someone could easily fall in, get stuck, and either drown or freeze. The beach recently got a sand replenishment, which may have caused all the shifting and holes. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Netflix prices are going up. The streamer announced Tuesday the standard plan is increasing by $2.50 to $17.99 per month. Its ad-supported tier will go up $1 to $7.99 a month. If you have the premium tier, that's going up $2 to $24.99 per month. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 130 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long guaranteed. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com, click on demand. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. In addition to the cold temperatures, things are really dry out there. Our season-to-date snowfall running below normal. We're still in drought right now. Not great news. Our next appreciable chance of snow or rain isn't until next week. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and cold temperatures, of course. Lows will end up around 10 degrees. Tomorrow gets a little better, a little bit warmer with sun and clouds. Highs push into the upper 20s. Hey, Friday, we have a shot at above freezing temperatures, barely, lower 30s with sunshine. And we'll finally warm to more seasonable temperatures this weekend. Still chilly Saturday with sunshine and lower 30s. Sunday, increasing clouds and highs near 40 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Jersey City, it is 21 degrees, Woodbridge 18, Pemberton 14. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.